Taiwan Special, episode one for the week. What's going on in Hong Kong? All right. If you're not aware of the ado about something, this is all about this extradition law. Now, you know, China, every night, lies awake in its bed, hoping to dream about some way that it can arrest anyone it wants to anywhere in the universe. I'm sure that they think if they could nab somebody on planet Titan, that they could stop the half-fatal snap. You know, China dreams of a universe dominated by every whim it has because its whims are just. This is China Dream World. And some Hong Kong couple was in Taiwan. The guy murdered the girl and then ran away back to Hong Kong. The girl might have been Taiwanese. I'm not sure how this works, but the crime was committed in Taiwan. Hong Kong does not have extradition with Taiwan. Now, the solution to this is to cut with the nonsense of not being able to recognize Taiwan as a country. The solution to this is for Hong Kong to recognize Taiwan as a country, normalize relations, and establish extradition. That's the solution. But, you know, everybody has to obey what China wants. UPS, the reason FedEx is in trouble with China is because Trump said you can't, you know, help Huawei. So FedEx is not allowed to ship stuff to Huawei. So they have to ship it to another address because you're not allowed to do anything with Huawei at all. Though that's a problem for a courier company. Well, companies like UPS and FedEx and airlines have had to, they've been getting pressure in addresses that they have to add these extra words that don't change anything and only create confusion, to like Taiwan, province of China, or that stuff. And it doesn't help the package get delivered. It doesn't clarify the airline destination at all. It's just Chinese propaganda. I mean, you don't put California, a state of America. You don't put denial, the state of America either, for that matter. You know, you don't put, you know, Los Angeles, USA on your flights. Everybody knows what freaking Los Angeles is. So what is this? You know, if we're going to say Taiwan, if we're going to add anything to the name of Taiwan and airline flights to make people know the truth, it should be Taiwan parentheses, not Thailand. If we really want to be useful here, but saying that Taiwan is China, actually, with all the ignorance there is in the West of other countries, saying that Taiwan is part of China may actually lead Westerners to believe that Thailand is part of China, because Westerners think that Taiwan is China. No. Taiwan now, this past week, this is like, there's news stories about this. Taiwan is the fifth biggest lender in the world. And of course, the U.S. has the majority of that debt. So Taiwan is this big, massive, this little tiny island, about twice the size of Israel. Second densest population in the world, including 3/4 of the island being uninhabitable mountains. Second to Japan as far as population density. Fifth biggest lender in the world. Taiwan employs the poor Thai folk, whatever. I don't know what we call Thai people. It shows my own xenophobia. But Thai people come from Thailand. Thailanders come to Taiwan, and then they get, illegally employed and oppressed and crushed and underpaid and bossed around by the old Chinese culture people in Taiwan, which you've seen my videos complaining about Taiwan's treatment of me. That, you know, of course, Thai people are going to be no exception. They'll do it to anybody because they have that old culture that comes from mainland China. It's a culture. Taiwan's culture is a culture made in China. And then the younger generation doesn't like it. And that's what we're seeing, a clash in Hong Kong years later. Look, all these people marching against what's going on in Hong Kong, they're going to be marching in Taiwan against Taiwan's own culture. Mark my words. Because, again, Taiwan has an old school culture made in China. So, but that's all beside the point. China is making everybody do all these things to irritate everybody. And so no one's allowed to say Taiwan's a country. And because of that, Hong Kong can't normalize relations with Taiwan. And that's why they don't have extradition with Taiwan. Recognizing Taiwan as a formal country would have made it so that that young man, that young Hong Kong man who murdered his girlfriend or whatever in Taiwan and then went back to Hong Kong, recognizing Taiwan as a country would supply the extradition they need to get him back to Taiwan. That's the way to solve this. Now, no one else in the media is saying this. See, because, see, you're always going to get something original from me. I try to think different about this. This is a Jesse original, another one. But the dealio here is that, okay, I'm dehydrated, just like the China Uncensored guy was when he was near Central. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've watched the live feeds from the China Uncensored guy. I know where he's standing in the streets. Those streets are packed. I know, I think I have pictures of those streets on my phones. I know. All these pictures, you show me a picture of Hong Kong, there are times that I know where it is. Like, I've walked almost every street. I know what's going on. They say, well, it's down here. Oh, the road's over there. Oh, yep. Uh-huh. And then this is blocked, and they're marching up here to LegCo, the Legislative Council. I know what's going on in Hong Kong. I get this. I understand this. So, Hong Kong guy murders the GF in Taiwan and then runs back to Hong Kong. Hong Kong doesn't have extradition. And what's Hong Kong's government solution? Oh, we need extradition with a bunch of different countries, including China. Yeah, we have to let China say anyone's a criminal, even for no reason, and then send them to China. And that's how to get this young man back to Taiwan. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's kind of like Sopa Pippa, the attempt to take over the whole universe just because, you know, companies don't like illegal downloading or whatever. So they're going to go make it illegal to share news headlines. Like, that's the type of power grab we're looking at here. Other problem. Hong Kong's government is not representative. Now, it has a very interesting election system. It's really interesting. Companies get a vote. Now, that's actually kind of nice because it curbs, it's a really interesting experiment. In some ways, it makes sense. Companies get a vote in the legislature somehow. I'm not sure how exactly it works. It's been explained to me. A legislator actually stood on the street and explained it to me one time. And then he walked away from me because I couldn't vote for him. So he didn't care about me. He cared about his constituents. I don't know who he thinks he is, caring about his constituents more than some foreigner. You know, he's never going to make China happy with that. But they have this interesting representative government in Hong Kong. You wouldn't get as much lobbying in special interest groups if companies could have their own voting bloc in the legislature. The problem is that when the people elect a political party and that party is the majority of the people, that party is not the majority of the legislature. So the majority opinion of the people in Hong Kong, we're talking drastic majority, 7 million people and 1 million people are marching. 2 weekends in a row, the numbers went up. And as the UK Guardian points out, the Hong Kong police always underreport the numbers of protest march turnouts. So they said, oh, it was 387,000 people. Why do they get such a technical number when lying? Just say it was 5 people and say China News said so and everyone will have to believe you. But they didn't do that. So Hong Kong, this is what's happening in Hong Kong. The people are protesting this extradition law. Well, Taiwan is responding by saying, fine, you pass that law, we don't want the criminal. Ha ha. Oh, and if you do pass the law, listen to your people, make sure they want it. And if you do pass the law, before we cooperate with you, you got a lot of human rights issues to deal with, which basically means they wouldn't do it for 50 years. It'd take 50 years to deal with all the human rights issues with what's going on with China. Yeah, there are some human rights issues with Hong Kong. Police were shooting rubber bullets at people. They were firing tear gas canisters into a crowd instead of like up and over, like how you shoot, you know, the rainbow basket thing, like it goes up and over and down into the basket. Like it's like shooting like the rainbow path up and over and down in. You're supposed to shoot tear gas canisters up and over and down into the crowd. They were shooting tear gas canisters at people like a weaponized projectile. Yeah, these Hong Kong police are thugs. It's sad. Very sad. I actually had people trying to sell me drugs on the street in Hong Kong. I went to the police and told them, they laughed at me. Hong Kong police, I never had a problem, fortunately, like a big run-in, but they kind of seem nice. But Hong Kong police are skinny thugs. They're a little bit skinny. They might get some bulky guys once in a while, but you know, they're skinny thugs. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more next time, but that's the deal of what's going on in Hong Kong.